Diana Ross and Chain Reaction here on Ribble FM. It is your local radio station and time for the Food and Drink Show. What a show we've got lined up for you today. But we have to open with the topic of the month, don't we?
Yes.
So as you can gather, me and producer Morgs today, Phil's over at our sister station in Burnley.
So he's skiving again.
He's skiving again.
I know.
But listen, he was there on Saturday because...
Oh yeah, because he got some food.
It was the grand opening of Barton Bakes. Amy Barton, bless her. Mm. Oh, she's been through the mill with this. But finally, last Saturday was the grand opening and what an occasion that was, especially because we got loads of tasty treats, didn't we?
Well, we got loads of tasty treats and Phil ate most of them. So that's why he turned up.
He's a growing lad. He's a growing lad.
Growing
that's
lad.
What it is.
He's nearly 40.
Oh, dangerous ground, Morgenstein. So, first of all, congratulations to Amy, who made such an effort to make the opening an incredible affair. Lots of people visiting. Now, if you're not sure where, she's on Clitheroe Market, on one of the proper stalls, you know, the concrete building ones. Well, it's actually a double.
It's a double.
Because not only is she selling all her bakery delights, she's actually baking it and making it on site.
Yes.
Which is incredible.
You can see it happening, the magic unfolding right in front of you.
And she's right opposite Bernie's, so you can't miss it. Anyway, so we slept down early Saturday morning and to be told that there was a special that day.
Yes. Oh, and it was special.
Oh, wasn't it just? It was a Christmas dinner pie.
Yes.
Turkey that had been...
It was lumps of turkey. It wasn't like mince or anything like that. It was lumps of...
Just
like,
stripped off turkey.
Stripped off turkey.
So there was turkey, carrots, stuffing, potatoes, roast potatoes, gravy, bit of cranberry in there, I think. But honestly, and then there was that like stuffing crumble on top.
On the top, it was stuffing, like just baked onto the top, and it was just to die for.
Oh, wasn't it? Probably one of the best pies I've ever had that.
You can buy them on their own, or you can get them to eat there and then, where they'll do you a little dish and put some gravy and all that sort of stuff on it as well.
Whereas I just had the pie. But the upshot
you
was
that... You need the gravy. There is plenty of gravy inside.
Now, the upshot of it is that I actually said, can you imagine if your guests arrived on Christmas Day for Christmas dinner and it was just like that pie in the middle in a pool of gravy and two Brussels sprouts, just like this...
Well, now you've ruined it.
Nouvelle cuisine.
No, you've ruined it.
I'm going to give... That pie, honestly, not messing about, I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10. I liked it that much because it was so good.
Yeah.
So if you're passing Barton Bakes, I know it's not open today, it's tomorrow, isn't it, market day?
Yeah.
Please, on my say-so, try that Christmas dinner pie.
I would have to agree with you there.
Yeah?
It is incredible.
Would you give it a 10 as well?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. And obviously, all the other stuff she does, we'll be talking about some of the sweet treats a little bit later on.
A couple of the other pies.
Still a little bit of your face. you float like a can.
On Friday last week was the Christmas fair at Quay Street. Thanks to Bev for holding that. There were 12 or so, like, mixed vendors, weren't there, Morgs? There were bits of all from cards.
There was 11 or 12 of them.
Cakes, wreaths, and things like that.
We already know about those.
We know about the wreath. Yeah, I got one of those slung round my neck, didn't I? One of the other items that was there that looked really cool, and it's actually a friend of mine.
Mm.
Stuart and Trudy were there with their daughter, and it's kind of like a little tabletop business that they had there. And then when you go and do the research, you go, wow. But it was such a cool product.
I mean, you've got the website up on the screen there, and you look at it, and it looks like one of those massive companies that like have been doing it for years and years.
Well, you know Stuart and Trudy, they don't do things in arms, do they?
But it looks incredible.
Right. The item that we're on about is a drink bottle, okay? I know, there's millions of drink bottles out there, but there isn't one like this. I'm looking at them on the table when they were at the event.
Yeah.
And it's like, those are those really cool sort of like pastel-coloured aluminium bottles.
Mm.
I got chatting to Trudy and said, look, why don't we just take one? I said, well, we'll take one and we'll talk about it on the food show.
Yeah.
And when she put it in my hand, I was like, whoa!
Well, admittedly,
I've just done the same to you.
I didn't go up to the stall, to be honest, because I knew you'd already been there and I knew you'd tell me all about it. But I did exactly the same. I looked at them and thought, oh, some like aluminium drink bottles, they're nicely sized, they look pretty cool, like just quick chuck in your bag, it'd be all good.
Yeah.
And then you've just put it in my hand. And the only thing I can say is a sensory weirdness.
It was. The reason why, so they're like pastel colours, aren't they?
Yeah.
Really cool colours. But when you get hold of it, you realise that it is the highest food-grade silicone that there is available.
Completely
so
silicone.
So it feels really lovely in your hands. It's soft, it's squishy.
It's not silicone-coated metal or anything like that. It's just silicone. And I think that's the only thing that threw me off.
Because we know my favourite sort of beverage holder is Yeti.
Yes.
The aluminium and they're vacuumed or they're all that stuff. But do you remember when you were handing it to me and you just washed it, slipped out my hand, hit the kitchen floor, which is tiled, and we both went, don't look down.
No.
Look down, big crack in the tiles, big dent in my bottle. That's not going to happen with these, is it?
Oh, no.
You know, with it being serious, so it's great for kids, nice and safe for kids. They drop it in the schoolyard.
And but I'm looking at the website now, and I'm seeing a couple of the little other selling points, but like completely dishwasher safe.
Yeah.
Just microwave safe.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I know. And we've got a picture on our socials today. The socials is all about the drink bottle. And there are so many attributes to it that make it a great product.
Yeah.
And I just thought, today we need to shout about this because it's really cool. It's different to look at. It looks really cool, but yet it functions superb as well.
Little drinking spout. It's brilliant.
So if you're looking for a really cute little sort of like Christmas gift, a drink bottle for somebody that's maybe active or maybe for one of the kids to take to school with a packed lunch, then please do check out our social media page for all the details or visit drink.uk. Now, drink is D-R-I-N-C. A really cool way of spelling it as well. That's drink, drinc.uk. And go and have a look at the bottles there. All the information is on the website.
Santa called to make sure I'm prepared. He said winter love is spreading everywhere. Summer came and took off with the spring. So now we start the Christmas caroling. I'll find my way back home and light up every tree. We will hang the stockings for you and one for me. Cause Santa called to make sure I'm prepared. Said pack your bags and tell them you'll be there. I'll be home with my love this Christmas. I promise I'll be home with my love this Christmas. I promise I'll be home. Said wrap the gifts with all your love and care. The wind blows the snow. He said, pack your bags and tell him you'll be there. I'll be home.
Food and Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Are you tired of paying a high pump price for your company diesel? Or are you using a fuel card now but worried you signed up to an introductory rate that's now a thing of the past? Let me introduce the Green Arc Fuel Card. With a fully transparent, consistently low price and no surprise surcharges, the Green Arc Fuel Card has nothing to hide. Why not speak to our team on 0345 646 5451 or visit greenarcfuelcard.co.uk and see how much you can save.
Is your MOT due? Don't just tick the box. Ensure your vehicle's health with Ribble Valley's most trusted team at Checkered Flag, Chapman. We believe an MOT is more than a legal requirement. It's a vital health check for your car. Our expert technicians treat every vehicle with the care and precision it deserves. Book your MOT with Checkered Flag today, because safety and reliability aren't just important, they're everything. Drive in, drive out, drive on with confidence. Make sure your car crosses the finish line with a Checkered Flag. Call us now on 01200 441 221.
Get the kitchen you've always dreamed of with Ramsbottom Kitchen Company. Right now, you can save up to 50% off selected doors, all in amazing colours. And as we're a NEF Master Partner, you can also get up to £1,100 cash back when you buy three or more NEF appliances before the end of November. For full T's and C's and to see our fantastic range, pop into our showroom today. Your dream kitchen, easy as RKC.
Looking to turn your precious memories, holiday snaps, sports shirts, family heirlooms into gallery quality showpieces? Then head over to Bespoke Picture Framing by Alexander, located on York Street, Clitheroe. With over 150 five-star reviews, Alexander handcrafts every frame with museum quality glass options to preserve your treasures for years to come. He frames everything from prints and paintings to vinyl records and odd keepsakes. Oh, and he loves a challenge. So whatever you need framing, Alexander's your expert. Bespoke Picture Framing by Alexander. Bring in your memories. Walk out with art.
Driving around the Ribble Valley and need to tow? Ribble Valley Towing is your go-to destination for all your towing needs. From family cars to rugged trucks, we fit them all with top-notch tow bars. Call us today or swing by and let's get you hitched up. Ribble Valley Towing. We make you good to tow. Unit 3, Brookside Industrial Estate, Taylor Street, Clitheroe. Or call us on 07734 536870.
Welcome back to the Food and Drink Show here on Ribble FM. And guess what? We've talked about the bottles.
Yep.
We've described the bottles.
Yep.
We've shown you the bottles on today's Facebook post.
Yeah.
We are now courtesy of Drink UK. Huge thanks to Trudy and the team there. We are now going to give you the opportunity to win one.
Win your very own.
Win your very own. Now, we have two of these bottles to give away. All we're going to do is ask you a simple question.
All you have to do.
All you have to do. And you can enter via using the Ribble FM WhatsApp, which is 01200 40 73 72. We will be announcing the winners of the two bottles on the breakfast show tomorrow. All you have to do to win one or be in with a chance is send your name and the answer to this question.
What's the question? you didn't tell me the question.
I did.
Did you?
Because it was you that suggested it.
I suggested it, but I don't know.
The question is, which cordial / squash was first made in 1908 in the Northwest? For me, the most famous cordial ever. I nearly said it then. It is one word. So,
well, stop giving it away.
Which cordial was first made in 1908 in the northwest of England? So send your name and the answer to that question and you could be in with the chance of winning one of these fabulous drink bottles. Oh, you see the flames of burning passion.
Like it.
David Guetta, Teddy Swims, gone, gone, gone. Now, a couple of weeks ago, you were upstairs while we were at home, and you thought the house had gone, gone, gone.
Yes.
Did you think it was like the Iranian embassy?
Yes. All because you tried something.
I'd seen it on TikTok.
Well, that's where you went wrong.
Okay, I know that now.
Honestly.
And 2 hours of cleaning the microwave was really not an enjoyable task, I'll tell you.
Have you learnt your lesson?
I have learnt my lesson.
Good.
And last night, we tried it to do it proper. So,
well, you tried it and I said, do it at your own risk, because if it goes wrong again, you're spending 2 hours cleaning the microwave again.
So, I was told that if you puncture a little hole in the pointy end of an egg, you can do it in the microwave without having to put water in. So I got one of those little gadgets off Amazon and punctured the hole in there. I put 2 eggs in a microwavable bowl and it said 3 minutes on full power, which I did.
Did the eggs stay upright?
No.
So the hole that you made got blocked?
Potentially.
Yeah.
And the ensuing explosion, which kind of pebble dashed the innards of the microwave with egg. Not nice. Not nice.
And the problem with that is it wasn't even all cooked, was it?
No.
So you had some bits that were cooked and other bits that were still liquid.
So I have now found out the correct way of doing it.
Don't do it in the microwave.
No, it says you can't. So, microwavable bowl, 2 eggs covered with salted water on full power for 5 minutes, and then you let them rest for 2 minutes, and they come out perfect boiled eggs.
Or you could just boil kettle for a minute, put it
in a pan,
and do it in the pan.
In a kettle, and it takes, yeah. Anyway, so would you do me a favour?
I'm not microwaving any eggs.
No, just vacate the kitchen, I'm about to try.
Well, your funeral.
Drink Show on Ribble FM, sponsored by Ramsbottom Kitchens. See the website for more at ramsbottomkitchens.co.uk.
Taking pictures or video with your phone? Want to take your passion to the next level? UK Digital have been a leading photographic retailer for the last 20 years. And yes, we are based locally in Clitheroe. Come and see one of the team at UK Digital for friendly, professional advice on all aspects of photography and video. Our showroom is open weekdays, so you can see, touch and try. And with internet prices, there's no need for you to chance it online. UK Digital, your local store with internet prices. Visit ukdigital.co.uk.
Ever feel like creating a website is like trying to juggle while riding a unicycle? Well, juggle no more. Introducing 50 to 1 Media. We make the designing of your website as easy as pie. We offer complete web development and implementation. And we'll make sure Google loves your website as much as you do. From domain purchasing to hosting, turning your site into a Ribble Valley rockstar, we've got you covered. So why not drop in for a brew and let's chat about how 50 to 1 Media can turn your web woes into web wows. Visit 50to1media.co.uk because who needs a unicycle when you have us? That's 50, the number 2 and the number 1.co.uk.
It's time to redecorate, and Clitheroe Decorating Centre has you covered with a wide range of paints, including high-end designer brands like Benjamin Moore, as well as Crown, Dulux and Emperor, and to top it off, all the tools you might need to get the job done. Seeing a colour you like? Check out our colour wall or our paint matching service, which is available to all our customers, both trade and retail. Our friendly staff are always on hand to help offer best advice, tips and tricks. Just some of the benefits dealing with a local family-owned and Ribble Valley Business Award-winning store. Come browse our in-store exclusive offers at Clitheroe Decorating Centre on Shawbridge Street, Clitheroe, or give us a call on 01200 426 342.
Looking for a reliable, trustworthy skip hire service? A1 Skip Hire is here for all your waste management needs. Family run for over 20 years, ensuring your waste is handled responsibly and efficiently. Offering a wide range of skips to suit your every need, whether you're clearing out your garage, renovating your home, or managing construction waste. And because we care about our beautiful planet, all of your waste is processed at our fully licensed recycling plant. Maximum recycling and minimum landfill. Serving the entire Ribble Valley and Blackburn with Darwin, we're local and we're ready to help you manage your waste the right way.
Here are the numbers to call. For the Ribble Valley, 01200 360 035. And for Blackburn with Darwin, 01254 391 616.
Do you have lower back pain, joints hurting, or are you recovering from an injury or operation? Clitheroe Cryo has already helped numerous people alleviate these and many more symptoms. So, could cryotherapy be the solution you're looking for? Located at Clitheroe Leisure and featuring a state-of-the-art cryo chamber, you could expect to recover faster, speed up metabolism, and clear up acne, psoriasis, and eczema. And the benefits don't stop there. Cryotherapy. Give it a try and see improvements after the first session, and discounts available for multi-session bookings. Get in touch via our website, clitheroe-cryo.co.uk, or on our social media pages.
Right, it is the time for the Snackmaster.
Yes.
To tell us about... Because when I say, can you just nip to the
supermarket
and get some snacks? What then? To the supermarket and get some snacks, just like nibbly bits, you know what I mean?
I have an issue when it gets to this time of year as a snack buyer, because... what's the word? A procurer?
Procurer.
I procure the snacks.
Yeah.
The snack section gets taken over by all the Christmas snacks.
So all the red bags and glittery bags.
Yeah, like sweet bacon and sausage crisps. No! Just give me salt and vinegar.
No, they sound really good.
I don't know, I made that one up, I can't remember.
No, they sound really good. Sweet bacon and sausage crisps.
They might be all right,
actually. Can you imagine? Yeah. No, but you're right, because you came home the other day with a few snacks. We had things like the large salted pretzels.
Decent, I like those. They're
fine. Always Christmassy.
Yep, Twiglets.
Twiglets.
I love Twiglets, I can get those any time of year.
It's the only time I can eat Marmite or whatever it is, yeast extract or whatever it is. Rest of the time, no, thank you.
No.
The other one was all the different kinds of nuts. Love those.
Honestly, why do all the nuts come out then? I like nuts all year round. Why are they only coming out now?
Honey salted peanuts.
Exactly. It's all the like the Christmas tree puffs and things like that that start coming out. And I'm like, what?
But there was one that you got a couple of weeks ago that you've not bought again, and they were brilliant. And it was salted caramel cashews.
Oh.
Now, you must have spotted them and gone, my dad will love them.
Yeah, I can't remember where I got them from either.
Thanks.
I know. Sorry about that.
gasping for an extra breath, waiting for the time to pass. I believe in days ahead. Don't spend another night alone, crossing, wishing you were dead.
We're done. We can escape.
We can escape indeed.
Now, let me tell you, talking about food and not having had any lunch.
Yeah.
Bit peckish.
I know where to go.
Go on.
I quite fancy Deli to Go.
Oh, please, can we?
Yeah.
I'll tell you for why.
Go on.
Deli to Go's Christmas sandwich.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Is it?
Yeah.
Honestly?
Yeah.
Oh, please, can we?
Yeah.
Right, that is it from us. Thank you so much for joining us on the Food and Drink Show.
Yes.
We will see you next week with another festive special, and I'll see you tomorrow morning on Brekkie.
And I might see you in about 10 minutes in Deli to Go if you're there.
Tra.
Bye.
Got my first real six string.